Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 180. This is the episode where I turn it all around. It's also a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. On this episode, I am talking about why I canceled multiple events this past week. I produced over 150 plus limited prints this past week as well. I'm going to talk about that. I'm also talking about getting back into the user-generated content. Talking about some personal updates as well as always, as I do at the end of every episode, sharing something that I'm thankful for. So let's get into it, shall we? So this week, canceled a couple events. I had, obviously, every week I have the live painting that I do on Thursdays that I do every week. And rarely cancel that. And then I also had the Desert Hot Springs back to old school event with Brand Session 111 Night Market. I canceled both of those. So I'm not recapping that event because I didn't go to that event. The reason, I'll start with why I canceled my painting. Because the event, the 111 Night Market and Brand Sesh event, I wanted to have my prints available, my new limited edition prints, available to sell. Super stoked. Have gotten new stuff, new equipment for setting up, displaying, new banners. Got this battery backup so I can power my TV to show my making of videos. Like, I've done so much work to prepare for these upcoming shows to kind of level up my game, as it were, and I was excited to finally get back into it and do a show. And with doing all these prints, I wanted to have the goal was to have 150 prints, and I had 150 originals, and then I was going to hang half of the originals up on one wall, hang half of the prints up on the other wall, so that there would be 150 different images, half of them being originals, half of them being prints, and then have the option for people to purchase the original or the print, right? The other half would be in storage there. That was the idea, right? So I'd have backups. If I sold stuff, I would also have options that if somebody saw an original they liked, but they didn't have the money for the original, wanted to buy a print, I had that available as well. So that's why I wanted to make sure I had so many prints available. The reason why I had to cancel my painting was because it was taking forever. It was taking way longer to do 150 prints. Surprisingly, doing 150 prints takes some time. Obviously, the scanning of everything took time. I started with the 4x6 paintings, then the 6x9, and then moved on to the 9x12s. The 9x12s required two scans, so it's larger area being scanned, and I have to do it twice. So it took more than twice as long as the smaller scans did. And then to print them, I had to stitch the images together for the 52 9x12 prints that I was making. Then I had to edit all of those, and then I had to print all of them. Thankfully, I got it all done. I got it all done Thursday, I think, was I could have potentially been able to still paint it, and then Friday would have had to do a bunch of edit. It would have been insane Friday. But so I decided to not paint Thursday, canceled that. And which was fine. I can take a week off of painting. I have over 2,000 original paintings for sale. I won't have that much social media content to put out next week. But canceled that Thursday. And then Friday, I got messaged by another artist that was doing this show, the upcoming 111 Night Market as well. And my initial worry when the event was announced was the location. It was taking place in Desert Hot Springs, which, for those that don't know, I'm in the Coachella Valley, right? We're surrounded by mountains, and it can get very windy. But the places where wind is the worst is at the pass. It's basically like this bottleneck where the mountains kind of, it's like a little funnel where the mountains kind of come together, you know, and the freeway goes through that pass. But because of the pass, that's where you see, if you've ever seen movies, TV shows depict Palm Springs, Southern California, you see windmills. That's where all the windmills are, because that's where all the wind is, because it literally funnels the wind, especially during temperature change, especially during season changes, where the temperature where I'm at is hotter, and then it cools down a lot more on the coast where the ocean is. There's a lot of air movement through the pass. And Desert Hot Springs is the worst. It is set up right in that pass. And when I used to drive Uber and Lyft, anytime I would drive, like 9 times out of 10, I was driving to DHS, it was windy in DHS. Like, it is a place that gets windy more often than anywhere else in the valley. At least it's noticeable more often. That's why all those windmills are in that area. So when it was announced that this was going to take place in DHS, which is also a place that is building a lot of factories for cannabis products, the, you know, the weed industry is very big in Desert Hot Springs, because they have very, you know, they're very welcoming for the cannabis industry. That's why it was taking place there, because it's a cannabis event. But knowing Desert Hot Springs, I was like, this, the potential for it being windy is very likely. And knowing what just casual breezes do to my work in my setup, my canopy, I've like a like I said, 150 paintings that are hung up, ink paintings on paper. So it's like, you could say to wind, I have 150 little kites that are clipped to a giant 10 by 10 kite. And if I had gone to this thing and it was windy, even like mildly windy, it wouldn't have been good. Like, I've seen what my weights that I have on my canopy can deal with. They can deal with little breeze here and there, but it's not gonna like hold everything down in the wind. Plus, just the damage that can happen with things blowing in the wind. I got my TV. Also, sand. It's a desert. That's Desert Hot Springs is like out in the middle of the desert, right? A lot of wind means a lot of sand in the air. So it's like, thinking of all that and then seeing the weather, when my friend, this other artist, hit me up and he's like, are you going tomorrow or Saturday? I forget if he contacted me on Thursday or Friday. I think he contacted me on Thursday. I was like, I was kind of planning on playing it by ear. I was going to load up and go and see what it was like when I got there. And then he showed me a screenshot of what the weather was supposed to be like. And it was supposed to be like 25 mile an hour winds with gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. And I was like, well, that sucks. I'm definitely not going to do that. But still playing it by ear. I sent a message to the event organizer and kind of let her know my concerns, but didn't give her a for sure. But then the next day I did. I was like, I'm not going to risk damaging my artwork, damaging all, like, these prints that I've been spending like literally almost night and day, 2 weeks getting prepared. I'm not going to risk having all those damaged. And like, the paintings that I choose to get prints made of and the originals I'm taking, these are like my favorite of my paintings. So it's like, I'm risking my favorite artwork and prints being destroyed for a show that, if it's windy, I don't know how many people are even showing up to this thing. And it's not specifically an art event, right? It's a cannabis event where people are selling all kinds of different stuff. So there's just a lot of reasons not to do it. And I finally pulled the plug. So not only did I cancel my live painting in order to finish preparing for this other event, I ended up not going to that other event. And come to find out yesterday when the event was supposed to take place, they ended up canceling the event because of the wind. So nobody ended up, I would imagine some people set up, but ended up having to break down right away anyway. So a bummer that I missed out on it, but happy that it forced me to get all this stuff done so that when other events start coming up, I have another one booked in November through a different event, I will be ready to go. I don't really have to do any prep. I have a couple things that I still need to do that I didn't get done, but that is the two events that I had to cancel this week. It's a bummer. A bummer, but at the same time, I was so exhausted too after having doing all these prints and getting all that stuff done. I was just like literally exhausted yesterday. Friday and Saturday, I was so tired. Good, got to get that stuff done, got ahead on other stuff. So it is what it is. Could have been worse. Could have shown up and had everything could have been destroyed. My canopy could have been destroyed. All of my artwork and prints could have been destroyed. My TV could have tipped over and broken. My battery backup could have gotten full of sand, and that could have just like so many things could have gone wrong. So I'm glad I wasn't able to do it, but it's sad. It's just a horrible location. It's just a bad location. Desert Hot Springs, especially like out in the open. They're supposed to be building like warehouses and stuff out there. Like, okay, do an event inside, which then you can't smoke weed. But, you know, I don't know. It's just not a great place for outdoor events, Desert Hot Springs, but whatever. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about something that I want to share with you. The Many Faces, which is an ongoing ink painting series of abstract and surreal faces that I do. A new face comes out every day. However, the big news is available now. I have limited edition prints that are signed and numbered, printed by me, professional grade inks on the same quality paper, 140 pound paper that I use for the original paintings. So the prints in sizes of 4x6 are sold for $5, 6x9 are sold for $10, and 9x12 are sold for $20. Only 5 prints are available for each original ink painting. So start your art collection now by going to inspireddisorder.com. Take your walls to the next level with these limited edition prints. Once they're gone, they're gone. Go to inspireddisorder.com and shop the collection and take your walls to the next level. And now let's get back to this episode. But the print quality, I am loving the print quality on these prints, right? I wasn't entirely sure if my printer would be able to handle the same paper that I used for painting the originals, but it handles it no problem. Not only that, like there are times where a print will come out and I'll sit it next to the original and it looks the same. Like, it's so hard to see like the colors and I love it. It turned out so much better. Sometimes the colors don't pop as much as the original ink paintings, but that's understandable. But I'm glad that, it's great quality. I prefer putting out the highest quality of everything that I do, and I'm constantly trying to improve how I do everything, making small adjustments to make it better in every little way possible. So I'm happy with how these prints have turned out. And doing so many, doing 150 of the 3 different sizes really got me locked in on what the workflow is going to be. Because every week, I'm not going to be printing every week. I print them as they're ordered. But every week as I paint new paintings, part of my production process on Fridays is editing the making of videos. I also photograph all of the new paintings, but I'm also going to start scanning the new paintings so that if a print is sold, I don't have to find it and scan it. I'll just have those scans ready. And I know the editing that goes into those to get them print ready. Very easy. I've done it 150 times in the past 2 weeks. So it really made the workflow process just kind of lock in, where it's just like, it's effortless now. I don't even have to, it's as close to automatic as I'll get. And then, you know, as I do it over the weeks, and over the years, it'll just be more and more automatic. But the process did take a long time, the 9x12s, two scans, then I have to stitch them together. Plus they're like, I'm scanning at the highest resolution. So it takes time for applications to load these images, to stitch the images, and then to do the editing. Like, so it's because it's handling giant file sizes, which I'm not really doing myself any favors having the, because they're like 10 times higher resolution than I need for printing. But I wanted to make sure I had the highest quality. And with the scans, I can not only, I can use them obviously for prints, but if I want to start doing shirts later on, if I want to start doing other things, if I want to start maybe offering larger size prints of that image, I have the option to do that. So anyway, whole process, not bad, but I'm stoked with how well everything turned out. Also happy I won't have to do a massive amount like this unless I go viral, right? Unless, you know, something happens, somebody with a lot of followers shares my work, you know, and I blow up, then clearly I'll have to do something like this. But at least I know what that work is going to be like. I know exactly what that workflow is going to be, and I will be able to do it. Also seeing just how well my printer, how much ink my printer used to do all these different things, and knowing that I can just, my printer takes 8 different cartridges to, you know, give accurate print qualities. So I know I can just replace single cartridges. So if like the light gray cartridge goes out, I don't have to buy a whole package. I can just get the individual cartridge. So yeah, I'm fixing my glasses. I'm not even wearing them. So yeah, the whole process, super happy with all that. Kind of in some ways took the week off from normal work. Obviously, I still prepped to do this show. I just didn't paint, so I didn't have to do any of the editing Friday. Friday really felt weird because it was supposed to be my Saturday prepping, so that Saturday I do the event. So it kind of threw off my week, but ended up being good not having to do that stuff. Also, getting back into the user-generated content, I got an offer to do a TikTok video for this beard grooming kit, which showed up today. So I'm excited to get back into producing that content and hopefully growing it a bit bigger, getting better gigs and all that kind of stuff. But happy to finally getting back into it. And also, you know, as a beard grooming kit, sure. That's a product that I can get behind and promote, more so than a Tesla accessory or a gun holster. On a personal level, I've been having insane dreams. I've had when I was doing all the prints, I was having dreams about my printers and scanners not working right. Like, there was one particular image that I was like just stuck in a time loop in my dream. It was like insane. When I woke up the next morning, I was like so out of it because I was just stuck in this time loop of a dream over and over. Last night I had insane dreams where it was like dreams within dreams. Like, I woke up from a dream and I'm telling somebody that I don't even know about this dream, about what happened in this dream as I'm dreaming about this. Like, it just stressful dreams where crazy things are happening. Like, they are full-on adventures going on in my head while I'm sleeping. And it is crazy. But yeah, having the dream about that print and not being able to get it done and being stressed out, like needing to get it done because the show is coming up and like it's not working right. It was just, it didn't help. Waking up from a dream, waking up from sleeping good enough to where I'm having dreams, and being stressed out and tired is kind of counterproductive. Like, I want to be rested and refreshed when I wake up, not like stressed out and tired. I also got a new office chair finally. You know, my goal recently was to upgrade the things I spend the most time doing, right? So I got a new bed, got a new pillow, which has helped me have these insane dreams. I sleep so good. The best bed I've ever had, so comfortable, best pillow I've ever had. Also got a recliner for watching movies, so I'm very comfortable while I'm watching all these movies that I do for reviews and for top five. But I've been needing to get a desk chair. I started off, I ordered like a cushion set, which has like the lumbar and like the bottom part, and tried that out. Wasn't working because I had a game chair that just felt like it had zero cushioning. It was horrible. But I needed to replace. The office chair I had before that was broken. Like the back just didn't lock anymore. It rocked. It was horrible chair. So I needed something new and got that one, and I've just been able to make it work for the past few years. But now, since I'm upgrading stuff, finally there's a TikTok account that I follow that reviews technology. One of the things he reviewed was a office chair. So I went and checked it out and went to their TikTok shop, and they had a few versions of the same, what seemed to be the same chair, but different prices. So I ended up going to their website to see what the actual differences were between the different models. Come to find out, it was the type of wheels they had. So I wanted the chair that had like the rollerblade wheels, because those roll the easiest on everything. And that's what's on my stool that I use for this. They have those rollerblade wheels. So I wanted to get that. But thankfully, their website had these chairs at lower prices. So ordered it through their website. I forget the company name. It's like Voldoom or something like that. I forget. It's like an ergonomic. It's got the mesh back, but it's got the lumbar support. It's got the adjustable headrest. It's got adjustable armrests, which is a crazy thing that I never thought I would need. But I'm like locked in, super comfortable. And it's crazy that like my back isn't used to being in the right position, having the lumbar support, that after my first day, and I've been at my desk with doing these prints and stuff constantly. So I've really, the cushioning on it, everything's great. But because my back wasn't used to it, my lower back was actually kind of sore for being in the right position for a day. But now I'm kind of adjusting to it. I love it. It's perfect. It's exactly what I've needed to, since I spend so much time when I edit these videos on Sundays or when I'm doing my work. I don't sit on that chair when I paint. I sit on my stool. Same with when I record this. I have a separate stool that I sit on. But for everything else I do, when I'm editing my clips, when I'm editing my UGC content, it's great. I love it. It turned out perfect. I'm so stoked with it. Glad that I don't have to worry about it. Also, not only the armrests like adjustable, like they go up and down, they go forward and backwards, but then they also angle in and angle out, which is great. But they're also just rubber on the top, as opposed to most office chairs I've had have this like the faux leather thing that ends up just cracking and peeling off eventually. So it gives them a little bit of cushion, being like kind of a softer rubber, but it's rubber, so it's not going anywhere. Like I love the way it's built. It's great, and the price was great. Got it like they were having like a half off sale, which their TikTok shop was not that far off price wise, but still $50 less than getting it through the TikTok shop. So I'm glad I went to their website, saw what the minor variations were between the models, and not only got the one with the wheels that I wanted, but also got it at a better price that I wanted. Showed up pretty quick, and it's perfect. It's so annoying trying to upgrade a thing and then it not working perfectly, and trying to convince yourself that like, oh, it's okay, I can make it work. That's the worst kind of feeling, because it's always going to nag you that it doesn't work the way you need it to work. So I'm stoked that this worked perfect. My ass and my back aren't killing me after a long day in that chair. So it really helped out, especially getting all these prints done. Let's take a quick break from this podcast episode so I can share something that can make you some money if that's what you're looking to do. Sign up now to make extra money doing user-generated content. You don't need to have a big social media following. You would like to get some free products to create original content like product photos, how-to videos, unboxing videos, product reviews, product demos. If you want to do any of that stuff, if that sounds like fun and you want to make some money and get some free products, go sign up through Join Brands today. Go to my link, inspireddisorder.com/UGC. This is the exact same service that I use to book jobs and get paid. It doesn't cost anything to sign up. You don't have to connect your social media accounts. Just prove you can make the content by completing their very simple certification process, and you're ready to make money. Sign up now. Go to inspireddisorder.com/UGC and click on the sign up button on the bottom of the page. Once you sign up, just apply to whatever gigs you want in the marketplace. Go to inspireddisorder.com/UGC and see all of the content I've created and click on the link to sign up and start getting paid to make content and get free products. Now let's get back to the show.
My mental health has been fine. I've been so busy, kind of a little depressed, a little bit, not wanting to do like some of the stuff to prep for the show. Once I canceled the show, I don't even care. I have to edit the video that plays on the TV, and then I have to print out a few things for pricing. But I was just like, I'm over it. I don't care. I did have, however, I did get an email from the La Quinta Museum that's doing a show, months long show, group show. And I didn't know I was accepted. They sent out a reminder saying that if you haven't picked up your canvas yet, you still have time to do it. And I was like, wait, does this mean I was accepted? And they're like, yeah, sorry for the confusion. So I have 2 weeks to paint this thing, but I have to go on Tuesday. I'm going to go pick it up. So this past Tuesday and paint using acrylic paints, which I haven't done in forever. And it's, it has a certain theme. But I'm excited. It's something that I kind of wanted to do. And I'm glad that it worked out. And, just another opportunity to get eyeballs on my work, and, hopefully it'll lead to more things. So I'm very happy for that as well. But what I do want to do at the end of every episode is talk about something that I'm thankful for. And there was last week when I was recording the podcast, I was so distracted in between recording episodes with a certain TikTok account that I came across. And there's this thing that I've noticed since I've been on TikTok where it's like this trend of a genre of TikTok video are people telling dad jokes to each other. I've seen them for years, right? Telling dad jokes, trying to either make them laugh or not make them laugh. And I found this one account that's like dad joke competitions, right? And I got sucked into it, this one specific account last week while I was recording. And then while I was editing, I literally was just had the TikTok account and just swiping through all their clips. Eventually just went to their YouTube page. When I found out they had YouTube page, like, I'm just going to watch the full videos of these dad joke competitions, right? And it's a drinking game competition, right? It's these comedians in Australia, so they have funny accents, great accents. They're comedians, so they're funny. These dad jokes, most of them write their own jokes. But you're trying to make your opponents laugh, and if you laugh, you have to take a shot, right? So, absolutely. And not only did, like, was it funny, it also made me, order alcohol. I was like, I wanted to be drinking with them.
It was like, it was so much fun to watch these, this fun, like, idea, these fun shows, these fun comedians. And I wanted to be drinking along. So I ordered alcohol so I could, you know, drink while they're drinking and laugh along with them. The channel, this, like, is called Yeah Mad, YEAHMAD. It's Yeah Mad on TikTok, Yeah Mad on YouTube. And, you know, started on their TikTok, eventually went to their YouTube page. And it's like they get wasted. Like, they will go and, you know, because they take a shot for every time somebody laughs, whether it's one-on-one or if it's two-on-two, if somebody on your team laughs, you both take a shot. And they will go through, like, bottles of vodka, like hard alcohol, go through, like, 750-milliliter bottles of hard alcohol going back and forth. Absolutely hilarious. So much fun, right? So, like, I love the premise of it. You know, they get wasted, funny jokes. Also, just like, they're like, each person, there's like, yeah, I don't know, maybe like eight comedians that kind of, you know, they go through and they battle each other. It seems like they don't have that many episodes, and they just crossed 1 million subscribers. So I don't know how long they've been doing this, but I absolutely love it. I love all the different people that are on the show. I ended up following them all on Instagram. It's been forever since I've watched a YouTube show, and it felt good to laugh. Like, I used to subscribe to so many different comedians' YouTube shows and podcasts, and then during the pandemic, I really made a couple rules because I got tired of, one, I got tired of the trend in comedy of comedians kind of leaning more conservative, following in the footsteps of Joe Rogan, comedians that were like pushing anti-vax stuff, or comedians that complain about cancel culture. All of those things, if a comedian did that on their show, which are things that were like happened every episode, I would just unsubscribe. So I stopped subscribing. They all do it. So I stopped subscribing. And then I kind of preemptively unsubscribed to some shows or stopped watching because I don't want to not like them, right? So it's like I'd rather just not subscribe and just have wishful thinking that they're still good people and then they haven't kind of followed in the footsteps of, you know, all those people, all the many comedians that went to Texas because, you know, they feel that their job is to say racist jokes and they're tired of people saying they're not allowed to. So it felt good to subscribe to something that's funny, mostly wholesome. They do have some, you know, questionable jokes, but it's still, you know, I think they're aware of it. And I think for the most part, it's a lot of fun. And it's really super cheesy jokes, too, because they're doing dad jokes. And the game element of it is fun as well. You know, and it's a show that I wish I had done back in the day, right? It's a show that, like, back when I was doing the Inspired Disorder podcast with Keith in Denver, like, for him and I to sit and go against each other, we could easily have turned it into a drinking game as we drank during the podcast we did and just telling each other dad jokes. I think it would have been fun. But these days, I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle drinking that much as they do. It is a young man's sport, and I am no longer that. But, yeah, so this week I am thankful for the Yeah Mad dad jokes. They also play charades, and they do other things on their YouTube page, but their dad joke videos are my favorite from the group Yeah Mad out in Australia. Love them. They're so great. I love all their characters, all the different people that are involved. Can't wait for more videos. After binging all of it last week, it sucks because it's like, I don't know how often they release videos. So it's like, I'll just have to like keep an eye out for, hopefully new TikTok videos that will tell me to, you know, go check out the YouTube video or whatever. But that's what I'm thankful for this week. Made me laugh, and got me some levity, especially as I've been so busy. Upcoming events. As of right now, live painting on Thursdays, every Thursday at 4:20 Pacific time.
I paint live on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Other than that, I do have an event coming up at the end of November, sometime in November. It's too early to promote it now, but it is up on the calendar if you want to check it out. Along with any events that I book for live and local events, go to inspireddisorder.com/events for details of all of my upcoming live and local events. I am also thankful for the opportunity to connect with you, all of you, through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.